This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Georgia on my mind. In politics, there's always tomorrow. Not necessarily for the same candidate or party, but the people will be served after a fashion and the positions will be filled. In this election, the people's favorite wasn't the reconstruction of the blue wall of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, no matter how fragile or temporary, but the sweet smell of Georgia peaches. Texas faded in the sunset, a little more than a mirage, but Georgia emerged as a hint of blue in the red sky of morning where sailors take warning, along with the rest of us. Now control of the Senate supposedly rests on the two seats in Georgia to be settled in January. Reverend Raphael Warnock was the top vote-getter against the appointed seat holder, but on the Republican side, there was an internecine struggle between the wealthy Kelly Loeffler and the hyper-conservative congressman trying to out-Trump each other. Warnock is an appealing candidate, but I don't see how he moves from the low 30s in his election to majority as the conservatives coalesce. They've already made up for the runoff, though. That's a good sign for flipping the seat. Mitch McConnell might come to Georgia to personally door knock in that race. The other is a tighter race. Upstart John Ossoff against an incumbent, Senator David Perdue. Something might be done there. People are lining up already who are willing and able to help. I got a call from Pittsburgh where five people have already signed up to go to Georgia for at least a month to work on GOTV efforts and are busy recruiting another 10 or more. They already have their sights on an Airbnb party house that would hold 15 for $200 per night, trying to raise the money to go south for the holidays. On the ground, I woke up to an email that reminded me that we had done home visits with the Voter Purge Project in Riverdale, testing the accuracy of the Georgia purge list. Overall, we had found that the list 16.4% inaccurate on almost 100 completed visits. Riverdale, for close readers of every line of the election reports, was the late-breaking source of the Metro Atlanta votes that pushed Biden into the lead. My correspondent, a senior Acorn veteran with more than a decade in the doors, estimated there were 5,000 to 10,000 unregistered votes in the area that needed to be canvassed and enrolled before the December 7th deadline for this election. There is a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that the people's voice and votes are heard and counted one way or another. There are also people who are ready and able, if others are willing, to come together to put enough gas in their tanks. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.